This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Talk at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG Calgary or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
What is good radio family? This is the Psalmist Voice presents. It is here, family, where you will hear indie, label gospel artists, authors, pastors, you name it. We got it right here on the Psalmist Voice Presents. And I am excited today. We have a very, very inspirational guest. She's an author and motivational speaker. She is doing it big in the kingdom of God. And you got to get her book. Ladies, here's an alert. You got to get her book. Just saying. So, I know y'all tired of hearing me. So, we got the Psalmist Voice Presents with our special guest, author and motivational speaker, Shanae January, and it starts right now.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
In order for one to live, to truly live, they must be willing to truly die and be born again. Shanae January is an inspirational speaker, encourager of those who are on a journey and have come to a crossroads in their life. Compelled by her own personal journey, she expected her calling as a spiritual midwife, helping others to give birth to what she calls the authentic you. The journey is about the soul awakening and connecting back with the Creator. Once you say yes to the journey, you will begin to die to your flesh, preparing you to be born of the Spirit. Enter into agreement with the Spirit, and you will soon see him and be given a new persona. Tian helps others to cope with pain that the journey brings by understanding the process that is leading them down the path of healing and being a witness to God's love and grace along the way. The journey is about the soul awakening and connecting back with its creator. Once again, when your true journey begins, you are given an invitation by Christ. This invitation is not the same as when you were first saved. Ladies and gentlemen, TPV presents author and motivational speaker, Shanae January. What's good?
Wow. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
well, if
amazing.
You're not awake,
thank
you. You're awoke now.
Amen.
Well, welcome
that
to
was
the show.
Fabulous.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. I think I'm trying to audition to be an announcer on a gospel platform to introduce people or whatever. Hey, you know, you never know. Just saying. Anyway, let's
well,
get
you,
to.
You know what?
Yes, ma'am.
You do an excellent job, so I'd vote for you.
Yes,
I'd
ma'am.
Hire you.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. I thank you to God be the glory in everything that he does for us and in us. And, you know, your story is very, very interesting. Your book is very interesting as well. And, you know, I'm glad we connected because this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and also Domestic Violence Month as well. And a lot of sisters of the faith have so many inspirational stories, you know, from coming out of the worst situations to having God rebuild them, restore them, renew them. And now they have books and they're teaching and going all over the world, just telling their story, healing sisters and things like that. So just tell the family a little bit of backdrop of who you are and why God called you to do this book and what was the motivation or the target, mind you, of who you wanted to write this book to and why.
Okay, absolutely. Well, again, my name is Shanae January, and from Southern California area, and I have three lovely children and aging from 26 to 9. And so I have been on a journey for the last 6 years of my life, 6 and a half going on 7. And so my desire and my purpose now in this time of my life is to really share about that journey, not bringing glory to myself, but giving glory to God. And so it's important to me because what I realized is that as I embarked upon this journey, there are many, there are others. Mm-hmm. And so we can't give birth to these babies that's inside of us, because once you get to the crossroad and you get to that place you died, you are born of the Spirit, and so the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. So at this
right.
point, you have to connect with those that have been trained by the Spirit in order to give birth. So I am excited that God would even allow me to experience the journey with him in this way. And here's the thing, it's not anything special of myself. We all get an opportunity to come to this point of life. But the thing is, will we acknowledge it or are we willing to pick up our cross?
Mm.
So my motivation behind it comes from a place in my life where I owned a business. I owned a debt collection agency. much like the tax collector, you know, those back in the day that was, you know, doing something of the world. And so I ran a very successful debt collection agency, and in the blink of an eye, it was closed down by the Federal Trade Commission.
And
for those who don't know, FTC, that's the government. That's the head honchos in Washington, D.C. And here I am thinking I'm running a successful business, and in the blink of an eye, I lost it, and I hit rock bottom. And so when I hit rock bottom, I lost almost everything I owned except my storage, and that's because I prayed about it. So the journey is birthed from that process of that six-year time, and even now, because I'm still on the journey, and the journey never ends for us, but it started.
That's right.
Because that was the day that I died. So, yeah.
Wow. So that's when it comes to owning a business, and I can attest to that as well. You know, when you achieved success in the world, and you finally made it, everybody told you you wasn't going to get to do it, and all this other stuff. Even church folks sometimes. Sometimes
right.
You can be like that. It can be like that. So we get haterade and all that other stuff, but that's a whole nother story. But what I'm saying is that when we get to a certain level in life, we achieve those levels in life. Sometimes God has a funny way of putting a monkey wrench in the whole operation, and you think that you're doing everything right. You got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. And the next thing you know, you got to close. That's what God did for
right.
me. So I can relate
wow.
to your story. So it's one of those things where we're doing things of the world, and we're doing things what's required of us and what society told us we got to do, all this stuff. We achieve these things, especially being African-American or Black, or however you want to call it. You know, we are targeted. So when we make those successes, it's always like, what? Really? You know, so when we do that, we get to a journey in a natural life, things happen, and now what? So this is the time where God is so funny. He gets us at our lowest point, and he says,
yes.
Look, I've been trying to get your attention for the last 4 years plus. You've been running your own thing, doing your own thing, and I've been trying to get in touch with you. So do
yes.
I have your attention now? And that's what he does.
Come on.
And but in that process, he molds us and shapes us to what he wants us to be, not what we want, what he wants. And what makes people so blown out the mind, when you come from something like that, and you know you had the success of the life, as I like to call it. You did all those things. You know, you knew what success was, all that stuff. And then God totally just wipes the slate clean and say, you know what, you're going to do it the way I told you to do it. And I'm going to show you what success is without closure, without bankruptcy, without all that stuff. I'm going to show you
yeah.
what you need to do to make that act. Anyway, let me stop preaching. This ain't about me.
Come
this
on
is
now.
About you and your journey. I'm trying to be nice, but okay, here we
oh,
go.
My
Holy
goodness.
Spirit, please keep me in check. This is not the interview about me. So here we go. All I'm saying is that when God has a thing for our life, regardless of what we do, what we try to do to try to take the left or the right, or go up the mountain, like my mom likes to always say, going around Robin Hood Barn and back. The funny thing about God is that he gets your attention. And when he does,
yes,
he shows
does.
You things that people will not be able to understand. Doors that open to you, people are not going to understand it. Even church folks, they're not going to understand
yes.
it. Because you're activating this thing called faith. And this thing called faith activates trust. And when you trust God, you get everything in that. You get his love. You get his unconditional favor, and you get his grace. The only thing you got to do, and that's required of you, is to love his people back the way he loved them, and to give to his people back the way he gave. And I'm not just talking about money. But anyway, let me get back on task here, because I'm getting all off. So Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you're perfectly fine. See, this is what happens when you come across those that have been encountered the journey, you know, and it's like a collision here, you know, and the excitement of it all, because you hear someone that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt has gone through. And so it's like meeting someone that's a part of your tribe. So I get
Correct.
It. And it's just absolutely an honor just to listen to you, because I can hear it. And you need that along the way. And so that's what we go through the journey for, because there's going to be others that need to hear that same fire so that they can be inspired.
Yes, yes. And you're absolutely correct on that one. But in this journey, what does your journey as a motivational speaker and an artist, I mean, not an artist, sorry, excuse me, a motivational speaker and a midwife, a spiritual midwife, and an author. So you do all these things. So what does that journey look like now from when you started, to present day? So pretty much I'm asking the same question twice. So what does your journey as an artist, midwife, motivational speaker from the start of when God activated it till now?
To now. Okay. Well, wow. You know, it's funny because, you know, this whole journey is always a process, and I think we're always on it. And I think God puts in your heart many years before what he has for you, but in your own mind, you can't comprehend how that's going to happen. You know,
yes.
So, you know, over 20 years ago, he showed me speaking to others. But again, I said that's not me, because I don't like being in a crowd of people I don't know. You know, I was a little insecure and just felt like, you know, that can't be God. You know, he showed me speaking out to women, and I thought, well, okay. Well, so I pick up the phone book. I don't know what I was going to say to him, but I picked it up, you know, trying to call group homes to see, okay, well, let me encourage someone, you know, because again, he puts in our hearts years before it happens who we are and what we're called to do. We just don't understand it at the time. So all my life, I've kind of had the gift of gab, let's say. All my life, I've kind of gone through life where he's positioned me to be able to discern, or positioned me to kind of, you know, be alone and to see things from a different perspective. But again, I had no idea that it would come to a point that you would lose it all to activate it. So here I am, you know, I would say, you know, my life has pretty much been to where I kind of had a good life. I did what I wanted to do. I lived in, you know, I was saved since I was 25. But again, I was still in the world, still, you know, doing worldly things. And I would say up to 6 months before the journey happened, I began to have some prayers. And those prayers were, God, if I'm going to ever be who you've called me to be or do what you called me to do, I'm going to need you to motivate me. I had got to a point in life where I was tired. I didn't have the answers really no more for nobody. You know, everyone would always come to you, you that go-to person, and motivate and encourage everyone. But I had realized at that point, like, I didn't have nothing else to give, and I needed some motivation. And so I was kind of drained. And so I got to the point, I had this business that I absolutely loved. Right. And it got to the point at 12 o'clock, I was out of there. I couldn't wait to go. It was like, and I had been saying to God, I said, you know, there got to be more to life than this, to go to work, to taking kids to practices, to going to church on Sunday. I said, we serve a God that's better than that. It got to be something more, because if this is all it is, you know, I couldn't see how it motivate anybody to do anything. So I had a question. And I'm like, God, there got to be more. And we got to be, that questionnaire activates something, right? So I had these questions. And so, you know, 6 months before, it was just like I lost all. It's almost like you begin to start dying before you actually start dying. And so as everything began to happen, and so what that looks like is like, so I've always had, like I said, the gift of gab. I've always been in the debt collection industry, or the industry where I talk to people, or I had to listen, or I had to convince somebody to do something, or, you know, show them a better way to do something. And I'm going to just back up a little bit where, you know, my first lady used to always say, your gift is what comes natural to me. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what comes natural to me. I was trying to figure out what is it that I do when it was there all along. You know, listening.
Wow.
I was a debt collector. I had to learn I had to learn to tell and discern from a distance if people were being honest with me, if they really needed to help. I had to listen to their spirit, basically, and to be able to say, okay, God, are they being truthful or not? So he's been developing, and for those that go through this process, he's always developing the gift. We just don't realize it because we're consumed with the world, the ways of the world. So when it came to the crossroad, the day that it was actually when everything changed for me was the day that I'd go to lunch and I'd come back. I'd get a phone call telling me that, you know, with my daughter sounding like there was something wrong. And I'm like, what's wrong? She was like, I said, you sound like the police was there. She said, Mom, the police is here. And so she gave them the phone. And when she gave them the phone, it was the receiver from the Federal Trade Commission. And he was telling me that he'd like me to come back down to the office because he had something that he wanted to discuss with me. And you know what? To be honest, this whole time I thought I was being punked. And so I turned around. I had a friend just so happened to go to lunch with me for the first time. And we go back to the office, and my office is swarmed with FBI agents.
Wow.
And so at that moment, you know, I still didn't believe it. I thought, like, God gave me this business. Regardless to what I was doing, he blessed me to have it. So, you know, I was thinking that it wasn't real. So I called the local sheriff because I thought I was being punked. And when he got there and looked at the paperwork, he told me, Miss January, this is real, and you have to comply with what they say or you'd be contempt in court. And that's when my life stopped. At that point, everything came to an end. Like, I had never been in that situation a day in my life. So to get to that place, just my whole world stopped. And so I have all these people walking out with servers and all these agents talking, you know, crazy to my staff. And at this moment, everything at that point was like wonk, 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 wonk. I couldn't really receive anything anyone was saying because it was like a nightmare. And I was just thinking, like, at any moment it's going to stop. So for the next, so I lost, at that point, I had no longer access to the business. It was in the hands of the state. And until the investigation was over, as I know it, I had no rights to my own business.
Correct.
So every day I would go back to the office. I thought I'd be like those, you know, when they walked around the walls of Jericho that I'd tear down because I just knew it was the enemy, that wasn't God. And on the sixth day, God told me I don't have to come back tomorrow because it's not going to reopen. And I still had this thought like, well, maybe, you know, that's the enemy trying to get me not to believe and have faith. So I went back the next day. But in the bottom of my heart, I realized that it wasn't going to open. And from there, we'll begin my journey.
Wow.
It will begin my journey.
Wow. And so, that's an awesome testimony in itself. Just seeing that, I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, I experienced closure of a business is enough. And seeing your employees go and, you know, the ones that stay, you know, till the very end, till you lock the doors for the final time, you know, those are, you know, that I understand in that aspect, but to see something that you see on TV, of course, I would think the same thing. Oh, somebody's trying to fuck me, you know. So I wouldn't be like, I'm not going to take this serious. Oh, come on now. This is not NCIS, you know, or, you know. So, you know, you're looking at a situation where your life is forced to stand still.
Right.
And that's why I understand what you're saying as far as you die, because your physical, mental, and at the time, spiritual, all that of what you knew or understood died. So you had to pick up all those pieces and be reshaped and remolded and be given a new heart to pump, which is the book of life, which is the word of God that we stem from. All these things had to be rebuilt and restored in you in order for you to even consider to go to your next phase. You had to be rebuilt.
You're right.
And that's what people don't understand about God, man. I don't care how successful in life you are. If there's no God in it, then it's not success. Because you're going to come to a point where it's mundane. It's the same thing over and over again. Oh, is this what life has to offer? Just like you just said. So what the thing about God is that he twists that thing. So when you're doing something that he truly calls you to do, there's a joy about it. There's an excitement about it. You can have H-E-double-L hockey sticks going off all around you. But when you're in your element and when God has you doing your thing that he called you to do, all of that disappears because you know you're fighting for the thing that God gave you. But see, people don't
you're
understand
right.
that. And again, I'm not trying to preach. So we're going to get to the second question. At what point
did you realize?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. You just said something to call. You know, when God has called us, and that's exactly what that was the call. A lot of people, you know, in the beginning, you look at it like I did something wrong, but you
mm-hmm.
later on realize that that thing was the call of God. And I say
yes.
that the call of God is a sound, and the sound
yes.
is something that is loud because it has to wake you up because you're asleep until that point. You're living, you know, your ego has led you most of your life. The world has
mm-hmm.
taught you, even the church. Everything you've learned has been of this world. Up until that point, you have not had that encounter. And so I often say that it's a call. And many people, you know, you go through something like that when you're called because you got to be able to, it has to shake you. You
yes.
know, it's something that's near and dear to your heart. So when all that happened to me, that was the beginning of God actually calling me forth. Now, the call is always on your life, but that was him calling me forth, you know.
Correct.
And I remember asking him at that time, like, God, I can't remember sitting here thinking, like, what did I do, God? I thought I was doing everything right. Like, why did this happen to me? I'm the only debt collection agency that prayed every morning with their staff, that was, you know, sharing the love of God with them and just trying to, you know, share who you are and be a light, and it gets shut down. Like, I don't understand. He says, but why do you think you did something wrong? He said, you
yep.
asked for this.
Yeah.
And I had to think. I had to go within because everything about the journey causes you to go within because now all the answers – to where you to moving forward is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been planted inside of you from the beginning, so now you got to go within to find them.
Yep.
So this is where the world gets shut out, and it's one of those things you begin to isolate yourself because the world can't feed you no more. I don't care
no.
what it is. They don't have the answers to what's going on right now in your life.
That's right.
So when the Lord calls you, the only person that you have to answer the call, but the only person that can begin to speak to you from that point is God.
That's right. That's right.
So he takes the thing that's near and dear to your heart. So for me, it was my finances. Me always trying not to struggle and try to have something in life, you know. So he called
mm-hmm.
me from that place. It's kind of like he did the disciples. They were busy doing what they were called to do. And when he called them, he stopped them and said, hey, I'll teach you to be fisher of men. And they had to make a choice at that point. When they came to that crossroad, they had to choose to follow Christ.
That's right. That's right. Because that's when you read the scriptures, and when Jesus asked the disciples to pick up and follow me, a lot of the apostles and a lot of the disciples, they already had their own thing. And let's just bring it to the practical. They all had their own thing. They had their own type of business in some way, shape, or form. They all were businessmen. And Jesus told them to stop what they was doing, pick up, and follow me. Now, 21st century, somebody come to you and say that, we're going to be like, what? I don't even know you, Jack. I'm not going to pick up nothing and follow you with nothing. So, again, what activated their call was the act of obedience and hearing the voice of the call. When they heard
yes.
the voice of the call, they were automatically protected by God's grace because they went by faith and follow Christ. That's what activated
That's
the call within their life. And the same applies
right.
to today. But we got so much distraction that we're not allowed to hear the call of God because we got to do
yes.
this. We got to do that. Pastor say we got to do this. Pastor say I got to go to the seminary. Pastor say we got to I got to go on an usher board. That's the same. And then we get so distracted on the words of God that we're not listening again to the call of God. So when that happens, we don't hear nothing. So it takes something in the natural to get our attention. And when it does, we know. I mean, we get emotional about it. Our flesh gonna feel some kind of way for a while. Okay, we get that. But when you really think about it, man, God was really trying to get my attention, and he got it. So now what?
Yes, he did.
And this is the crossroad that you were talking about, the crossroad of making the decision to either get up, take up your cross, and follow me, or just sit there and wallow in your sorrows and just feel some kind of way. You got to make a choice.
Yeah.
God gave us free will for a reason. We make the choice. God gives us all the tools. He gives us all the blueprints. He gives us all the clues. But it's up to us to get up and get it. Just saying. Anyway, let me get to this next question because we're running out of time. So at what point did you realize that this was an actual ministry? Versus you, when you were in your writing process or creative process, rather, when did you realize that this has become a ministry to you? And did anyone help you or mentor you to see the difference?
Well, I would say this whole process, it was really the Holy Spirit that mentored me. The only person that was at the bottom was God. And it's an experience where you're taught by him. So no longer are you able to be really taught by the world. And that may be people that are close to you. That may be people that you've walked with and you've been spiritual mentors all your life. But at this point, God is trying to teach you the difference of kingdom thinking versus what they know. Because although they may be spiritual, they may not have gone through the process themselves. And so at this point, it is God that comes to walk with us, and he is the one that teaches us by his Spirit what we're to learn from that point forward. So for me, you know, it was like, how did I know that this was ministry? Well, for the first year I didn't. I was devastated. I couldn't understand what was happening and why it would happen. I just knew that God was with me. He would often tell me to trust him or that I wouldn't just, you know, You just won't trust me, because I tried to fix it and get out this situation a lot of times. And every time I did, it was like I had this overwhelming unction that I couldn't do anything. I couldn't work at the time. I could have picked up the phone and called a colleague and made some things happen, but it was everything in me was saying stop. Just trust me. I always say there was two paths. There was the left and the right. The left was everything that life has taught me, from church to mother to business, everything to your left. And on the other side was a dark road. And the only thing that was down that road was just a path. And I often felt this thing warn me to go down it. Trust me. Mm-hmm. So you don't know that is ministry or anything, because that's the furthest thing from your mind in the beginning. But as you begin to travel down that path, and you begin to surrender, then he begins to show you and give you little tidbits of who you are, because he begins to change who you are. He begins to tell you who he's called you to be and that he's called you to be a light. And so it was somewhere through the after the first year that through his word, because at this point you have no desire but to read your word or to pray or to be in his presence, right? And it is in those moments he began to speak to you. And I remember one day reading the word, and he said, "You are my witness." Now, I've read the scripture 1,000 times and never really ministered to me the way it did. But he said, "You are my witness, declares the Lord, that I am he, that there's no other God besides me." I know we think that's all our purpose. That's what we're all to do. But that doesn't really... that really doesn't come to life until you're really on the journey. And he said, you know, Shanae, a witness shares what they see. So you have to go through this process in order to be able to see and to see my grace and to see my goodness. You got to go through.
Wow.
And he says, when you go through, you'll be able to witness. But he says, you can't witness nothing you don't see. Because I kept trying to get out of it and make, you know, because you will. Your ego is going to always try to talk everything out of being uncomfortable, because it doesn't like to be uncomfortable. It'll do anything to protect itself, to yield itself from the process. But then your soul is awakening at this point and it's connecting back with God, and God is dealing with that part at the point, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So at that point, he was saying, I've called you to be a witness. And not just no witness to just say, oh, you know what, God is good. He says, but no, you know, there's many that are going through this, that will go through this process, and many will abort. He said, and I wish that none will abort the process. So I had to go through to be able to help somebody else to give birth through this process, because that's God's ultimate desire. That's the ultimate plan, is that we would get through this birthing process, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
And give birth to the kingdom person purpose and who he said that we are. So as I begin to come through, I didn't know if I shared this with you, but I had lived in an office, in the back of my office, for a year and a half with my kids. So
wow.
I was restricted from totally everything that I knew. So I had no choice but to listen and to go through. And so as I began to get out the office and begin to get my first place again, is when he began to show me that now it's time for you to go forth. Because I was so restricted. I tried, you know, because when you first are enlightened to this, you want to tell everybody. The problem was everybody was looking at me like I was crazy. They was like, okay, she is just too excited about this. What is she talking about?
I got a T-shirt.
But I knew.
T-shirt hat.
Huh?
I know. I have a T-shirt, hat, MP3. I know exactly what you're talking about. But go ahead.
And it wasn't just the church stuff, because I couldn't do that no more. It was no longer going to church and running around and doing all that and wasn't feeling none of it, because there was something deeper that was happening. And again, you asked for this, you know, so I was having an encounter with heaven, you know, with the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And God was, you know, it's almost like, you know, when we're first born, we're in our mother's womb. But when you come to the crossroad of life, you're knitted in the womb of the kingdom. So therefore, everything, purpose, and everything that God has for you, he's knitting together, because you have to give birth to that.
Yes.
And so it's the same thing. Everything that we do here on earth, there's a spiritual understanding of it as well. So now you're being birthed in the kingdom. So as I got out the office, I began to start now having a little bit liberty to move. And I started, you know, the radio, I became a radio host. And so that was like, oh, okay, now I'm finally moving out and I can share about the journey. I'm thinking that was it, right? That wasn't it. You know, and it was just on my heart to do more. And so as I began to write, he's always told me to write, but I'm like, what am I going to write about, that I just left home at 15? Like, Lord, I don't have a story. But it came a point where he says, now you can write. Because everything that happened along the journey, I didn't have to try to make up something or try to figure out what it was. He says, now write what you saw. And so that's what I began to do. I began to write 40 days as a devotion, 40 lessons that I had to go through. And I mean, the Spirit taught me each lesson and why it was important, right?
Wow.
So on one side of the devotion, it shares about what the Spirit taught me. And then on the other one, I had the freedom to write about what I learned in that season about that particular devotion.
Wow.
So it was that I began to start understanding that this is bigger than me, that this is not about just God was that vision he showed me over 20 years ago. He was now this had to push me in the position. So I understand what people, there are a lot of people trying to figure out what their purpose is. And they're going to leaders and they're going to books and they're going to YouTube trying to figure it out. But there's a time when you come along that God will teach you himself. You don't, none of that will even matter, because you won't have a desire to even learn in that way. It's an encounter. It really is.
Correct. You know, because with the journey, and I understand, because, you know, you take so many different journeys in life, and a lot of times you think that that's it, and it's not. And usually when it comes to something that God calls you to do, it's way bigger than you are. It's something that you probably can't even fathom or comprehend to even try to figure out. It's something so huge that, you know, I don't have the money to do it. I don't know the connections to connect with folks. I don't know none of this stuff. But yet, you threw me in the middle of it. So now what am I supposed to do? And I agree with you on the journey, because I understand in my own personal experience, I can attest to the same thing, because sometimes we have to detach ourselves from the body in order to understand and really hear the voice of the God. Am I saying that don't go to church and don't hear from the word and don't fellowship with the saints? That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that sometimes you just got to excuse yourself out of the body sometimes and understand who God is in your life. Because again, we can get so caught up in ministry and works of the ministry we're a part of that we're all over the place in the natural life, because we're not tuned in to the voice of God. So how are we going to hear the voice of God if we're not tuned into the voice of God, because we're too busy doing other things? But I'm doing the work for the Lord. You're worshiping in the house. Yeah, you're doing things in the house. But are you hearing me? Yeah, I'm listening to the preacher preach every Sunday. No, are you hearing me? Well, yeah, right. I give it to my church. No, are you hearing me? Okay, so what are you talking about, God? Well, it's the word of the Lord. That's what I'm calling you to. I'm calling you to a relationship, not a contract. Not a quick get rich quick scheme. No, I'm calling you to a relationship with my son. Why? Because he will not only put it on Front Street. I'm gonna talk practical here. He's not gonna only put you on Front Street. He's gonna tell you how to get out of it, how to execute it, and how to be a daughter or a son of the King. That he's gonna make you into a king or a queen in the body, because he's gonna strip all that ideology of what we learned in the world, and he's gonna pump you with what it says in the authentic word of God, not what somebody else said, but what God says. Because when you're picking up the book and reading it for yourself, that's when you understand who God really is in your life. You're not co-signing from what Pastor said last week. You're not co-signing on what Shay Shay said last week when she had a word of God to tell you in your life, or Tyrone told you, yeah, bro, you know, I hear the voice of God and he's going to do this for you. Look, all that's great, but you got to get into your secret place. Oh, that sounds like a cliche. No, it's not. Your secret place is where you find your journey, you find your purpose, you find what God has given you. You have pumped the word of God into your life. You have developed a regimen that you're going to only trust what the word of God says, not what Uncle Sam says, not what your mama and them say, but what the word of God says. And when you do that, yeah, life's going to come at you crazy. Because this life ain't for us down here. Our life is in the kingdom of heaven. So why are we trying to get rich?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
Yeah, God wants us to live.
Right.
Yes, God wants us to, you know, enjoy our lives and not struggle so much and all that stuff. Oh, that's great. But at the end of the day, I'd rather be rich in the kingdom than sitting here trying to get all the riches here on this earth. And I'm sitting here getting a half heart attack trying to maintain it. I'm just saying. So it's
You're
not
right.
that serious.
You're right.
But this is where we're shifting. So I'm glad that God has pulled you out of all that, and he pumped you up with what he says I need you to do. What I want Shanae to do. This is what I want you to do. I don't want you to hear what somebody else said. This is what I want you to do. Your life was destined for you. The start of how you started your life is not how you're going to finish it. It's up to you to make the choices, and I'm giving you the blueprint, which is the word of God that will guide you to your next destiny and your purpose. Man, I'm done. I said I'm going to stop preaching, but you can't tell a preacher to be quiet. Anyway,
come on.
Let me get to the next question. I'm trying to be good. Okay, here we go. So, if the opportunity came for you to actually for you to either choose ministry in terms of you as we know it, you know, going out preaching and stuff like that, or would you prefer doing what God has called you to do and letting it affect the people that are in the surround of what God called you to do? Not so much as the church is concerned, but the people that God called you for, because people, God has called people to us. He has assigned people to us to minister to. So with your ministry, what I'm trying to say in a nutshell, if the opportunity came for you to do this ministry and to preach to the people that God gave you, or He opens up another avenue for you where you can preach at a more vast opportunity where you get more people that you can talk in front of and so much and so forth. Which one would you choose and why?
Well, at this point, I have no desire to just preach in the four walls of the church. I think the journey taught me very
Amen.
Well. That's not who I'm called to. I'm called to those that are in the highways, and that's what the journey is. So it's not about the four walls of the church. That's just it. This is what the Lord told me, though. He says, it's not that my ministry is even to the all that are in the world, but it's to those that are in the church as well. So this
Hello.
Is the hard part, is because you got all these people thinking they saved and they know the Lord because they go to church every Sunday and because they sing, they sing in the choir and they play the drums, but yet and still my message is to them, because those are the very ones that He has called to wake up.
Hello.
He said the church is asleep. So
So
I often don't fit in anymore, because I'm not going to church just because to say that I'm going anymore. I don't have to go to church on a Sunday, nor do I feel guilty when I don't come, because I understand that God says I am the church. We're all individually the church. And when you come to the understanding that you are, then church is just a place that you go to fellowship with the believers so that
Correct.
You can make a sound to the Lord and just be around those of like mind. It's like people that go to the club. They go to the club because they want to go with people that's partying. And right, so they go be around those people that want to do the same thing. Well, I go to be around those that want to worship and be in the presence of God and just fellowship. But I'm not going because the church makes me saved or because God gonna be mad because I don't go to church.
That's right.
You know, so if I had to, where my ministry is to wherever God calls me to. So for those that, and most of the time, it's those that were in the church that once fell out and now they're hurt. And now they just feel like, you know, they've given up. It's to those in the world that feel like, you know what, there's got to be more than this. I don't want to just go to church because church folks look down on me. See, I know what it is to be on both sides, to be up,
exactly.
to be down. Right? So it's showing the love of God. Wherever God would have me to be a light. And I'm still yet finding where all those places are. But so
yes.
far, wherever He says go, that's where I'm going. Well,
exactly.
whatever He tells me to do. And I think it's a mystery. Like He doesn't reveal it all to us because we'll get ahead of Him. And the journey
all
is
right.
about step-by-step walking with Him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
I'm yet still discovering every place that He would have me to go. But when He says go, I go.
Right. That's right.
So I'm in Arizona. Okay. I transitioned here 2.5 years ago. So you say, where would I go if He called me to a place? I was called to Arizona. Do
Amen.
I understand what part of Arizona that I'm called to yet? Well, in my mind, automatically, we're going to think, well, it's the city where He called me to. This is where I'm at.
There you go. There
but
you
it's
go.
So much bigger than that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So here am I. And each day, you know, as the journey continues, I wait for that, for Him to guide me and direct me, right? Because I don't want to do my – and here's the thing. You never want to go back. Once the journey happens to you, you're very reserved of what you choose to do. I refuse to do things on my own again.
Yes.
Because our natural
yes. –
naturally, that's what we'll do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and we'll jack it all up. Because we're getting ahead of God. We can't wait. I don't want to wait. I can't wait. So I need to do it right now. Well, see, this is where you mess up, because you're going ahead of me, and I told you to slow down. And this is the awesome thing about God. He is so patient with our hard head. Just saying, he's so patient because we can get so far ahead of God that we don't understand that he doesn't want us to go that far ahead. And I got the t-shirt that had the MP3 player. I was there too, because I want to be in control. I want to make sure I see my own destiny. I don't want to put my trust in something I can't see. I was there. So I'm not going to sit here in front and act like I wasn't there. I was. But when God stripped me, I realized that all I had to do was listen and think and love and know who God was in my life and apply what he's telling me in the blueprint of life, not just the Lamb's book of life, but it's the blueprint of life. Because every situation that we go through as the human being, all the remedies, all the cures, all the things that we got to spend buku dollars of and making some pharmaceutical businesses multi-billionaires, all the cures right here in the Word of God. But do we apply it?
Yeah.
Negative. We don't. But anyway, this ain't look. See, you get look. I'm gonna be quiet. I'm not saying nothing else. No more. So. Could you please tell a family where they can find your book and where they can, to get you to speak at their engagements? Just give them all the info via Facebook, the website, how they can get your book, all that stuff. Please just let the family know how they can get all that and be blessed by your ministry.
Okay. Well, of course, as always, it's on Amazon. So you can go to Amazon.com and you can purchase the book there. You're more than welcome to go to my website. When you go to the website, it just shares more of my calendar. You are able to send me more of a personal message if you'd like me to come out and speak mainly I would just say my heart is to speak to women.
Yes.
So if you're looking for someone that to speak out to the women in your ministry or just in your group, it doesn't have to necessarily just be a ministry. You can reach me through there. And it's not nothing real formal. You can contact me on Shanae January. That's my Facebook page or Shanae January Arthur page. We're not trying to be deep and try to have these hard ways to contact me. You can reach me and find me anywhere. So again, Shanae January is my Facebook page or Shanae January Arthur page. You can send me a message there and just let me know. Give me a contact, what's on your mind, and I will respond promptly.
Amen. Amen. But, man, time be going so fast when you be feeling it. It goes so fast. Like, you know, that's why I love what I do. And I can heal the spirit inside of you that you love what God has called you to do. And even yet you're not too clear yet exactly where God's going to pinpoint you, but you know where he's taking you. And it's a big difference. You know where he's taking you. So people can't understand that. I know where God's taking me. I may not see it right in front of me, but I know where he's taking me. Because he reveals it to me day to day. That's the type of God we serve, man. I mean,
amen.
Man, it's just so it's so
but
much
like you said,
say,
so
man.
Much bigger than you. Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry.
No.
It's so much bigger than you that you know it's a lot to think of sometimes because in our again we can't get ahead of them. So you got to walk with them, and so there you know he gives you a glimpse at a time, and he does it for a reason. You know, because this journey is with him. This journey is not with me and my ideas. Of course, we get to enjoy life. This is not all about just, being a robot or anything like this. But I tell you, I'll never go back. No one has to convince me. There's no one that can take me. Once you go through the journey, there's nothing in this world that can ever make you go back. I mean, you know, we can say there are some things, but in your soul, in your heart, you're like, I can never go back. Now you understand the scriptures, I'll come too far to turn back now. Like, it wouldn't
Correct.
Even make sense.
Correct.
It wouldn't make sense, you know. So I've been through the pain. I've been through everything. Like, I got to follow through now, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, and you want to on top of that. You know what I'm saying? I realize I'm not of this world. I'm not.
Right.
And the world can't even satisfy me at this point. If I went back to doing what I was doing, it wouldn't satisfy me. So I got to press toward the higher call, and that's where we're at. We know we keep pressing.
That's right.
We keep going.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So.
Because that's the only way to be. I mean, you know, we don't want to beat a dead horse, but the whole thing about it is you have to make that choice, man. I mean, a crossroad is a choice. You choose which side you want to go. But I'm going to stop talking because we only got a few minutes left. But can you give to any women or young ladies out there that are listening to this broadcast, can you give them a word that can inspire them to maybe they're at a crossroad in their life, maybe they're stuck, maybe they're confused because life is just happening and they don't know where else to turn, you know, and they do the church or the religious stuff and it's not working. So what can you tell me that can help me out? So just give the family, the ladies that are listening, give them a nugget or a jewel that they can take with them as they're listening on tonight.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'd like to just share with them that nothing in your life is in vain. Nothing. The ups, the downs, everything that you've been through, I don't care if it's from relationships. I don't care if it's from, you know, you happen to be a single mom or do things on your own or, you know, just life in itself as a woman. And nothing's in vain. God is going to use every part of your life, every experience, everything that you think was tragic or things that hurt you. He's using it so that one day you will be able to walk in truly who you are. And so, yes, it gets lonely sometimes. Sometimes the path seems dark because it's all alone. Maybe the, you know, having to be a single mom sometimes, the struggle get real, you know, not being able to have someone you can confide in, having that companion and all of that. But God is always with us. And you are someone very, very special. You know, God used us as women to help populate the earth. We are co-laborers with him. And so there's a grace that he has given to us. And if you find that and rest in that grace, in that grace, there's joy. There's all the peace you need. Because in this world, the world is set to take us from us. But in that, if you would rest in who God is and all that he said that we are, and again, as co-laborers, then you would find the peace of God. So be encouraged. Don't let go. Don't give up on God because he never – look, you can't fail God. I know sometimes we think that maybe sometimes you're not worried about God failing you, but you're worried about you failing God. Well, if you fail God, that meant he failed you. You can't fail. It's a fit race. Just keep mm-hmm. going. Never stop. Never give up. Keep praying.
Amen.
And you'll make it through. And there are others. So, you know, don't be afraid to speak out, because as you begin to empty out what's in you, God pour in the new wine that's inside of you. And so we're in a day that's coming where God is doing a new thing in the earth. So whatever your cry is, whatever you cried out at night, God heard that cry. He is coming to answer it, and he is even answering it now. Just look to the hill from which come your help and never give up, never stop.
That's right. That's right. And that is just that. You can't try to – I can't even co-sign on that. I'm not going to even try to co-sign on it because that's what was said by the woman of God, and I'm going to leave it be. But one more time, Shanae, please give everybody the info that they need, your website, Amazon contact, how they can reach you, how they can get you in their women's conferences. Just give them that information real fast, and then we're out of here.
Okay, you can reach me at Shanae January Arthur page on Facebook or my personal page, which is Shanae January. Also, ShanaeJanuary.com is my website. You can send me a message through there. I'm on all social media. Everything is always Shanae January. And just, you know, send a request saying you'd like me to come out, and I am there. And I will add that there is no honorarium, okay? When it comes to sharing the word of God, I'm coming there to speak to the hearts of your people, of the women of God. So don't allow that to deter you. Hey, I'm open, I'm available, and I'm always ready to serve.
Wait, stop, hold on. She said there's no honorarium. Now, if that's not scripture, I give up. Sorry, go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead. You have the floor. We're going to close it out. Go ahead.
Wow. And I just want to thank you, Christopher, for the opportunity to share. It's been absolutely an honor and to be on the show with you and just to hear your journey. You know, it's always inspiring because sometimes on this journey you can think, you know, you don't hear it as much because not many people are talking about it. But thank you for being, you know, having me on the show and willing to allow me to share with your people.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, due to time constraints, of course, I mean, I could be on the phone for another 3 hours because my testimony is a lot bigger than what was spoken on today. But we do agree in spirit that, you know, it does sometimes take the hardest roads of our life to shape us into the mighty men or women that God has called us to be, because God has taken people out of the church and remolding them and reshaping them, giving them a new fire, a new zeal, a new vision to carry out the work that he wants to be carried out. He is raising up an end-time believer, an end-time soldier that's going to cut heads and take names for Jesus Christ, period. All the stuff that we got going on, it's got to stop. So how is he going to do that? He's going to pull you out of the church. He's going to remold you, reshape you. Okay, now you can go back. See, you're going back with a whole new focus, a whole new vision. The amen corner that's talking about you on the amen section, they ain't going to fade you because all that stuff's going to bounce off, because you're going to be such in the place of God that God's going to just bring you there to reshape you, to make an impact in some way, shape, or form in that house or in that ministry, and then you're gone. That's what God's going to do. He's going to send his little covert ops, the FBI, the undercovers, to come up in those churches, clean them out, and move to the next church. That's what he's about to do. That's what I feel, because we're too stationary. And I believe, like you, if Jesus had a portable ministry, why are we stationary? I'll wait.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a whole nother show, whole nother time, and we're just about out of time. So thank you so very much, Sinead, for coming on the show. It is so much appreciated, and I'm humbled and honored to have your story be broadcast to the women out here, because some women need to hear this. A lot of women and men need to hear it, because sometimes we get stuck in our rut and we don't know how to get out. If we hear somebody else that's had it 10 times harder than us, just like the testimony service, I miss testimony service. Just saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a whole nother show again. So I'm done, family. I'm done talking for real. I'm done. I'm closing up shop. But again, we want to thank our very special guest, Sinead January, for being in the building, for giving her testimony. And please get the book. Sisters, get the book. Please, churches, ministries, get this woman in your women's conference, even the youth conference, because the young ladies need to hear it too. Just saying. So anywho, y'all need to call her. She's available. There's no super crazy honorarium, but I do say, do bless this woman of God. She's coming from a very long way, especially if you getting her here in Texas. Y'all need to bless this woman of God, because she's coming from a long way. She's coming from Arizona. So if anybody gets her here in Texas, you please bless this woman of God, because she's coming out of the kindness of her heart and what God has called her to do a thing to bless your ministry, your women's ministry, your youth ministry. And of course, I'm done for real. It's been a pleasure. And thank you so very much again. Do you have any closing thoughts before we go?
No, I think that you summed it up. Be blessed in all that you do. I would say that.
All right. Well, thank you so much again. Thank you for joining the Psalmist Voice Presents right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, also broadcasting on KBRG, The Bridge in Hesperia, California. We thank you all for joining us and see you next time on the next exciting episode of the Psalmist Voice Presents. We are out of here. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.